Albany County Executive Dan McCoy is out with a 2017 $652 million budget proposal.
It's been 4 years and 9 months of turning the county around. And I said when I took over 4 years ago, we were going to take every tree, pull it out of the ground, dust it off, replant it, rebuild the foundation, and really change the effective way that we do business in Albany County and stop treating it as a government, but treat it as a business.
There's good news for taxpayers in McCoy's plan. No change in the tax rate. And an average homeowner with a $150,000 house should actually see a decrease in taxes. The budget does not make any cuts to programs or services and calls for creation of a recreation department that combines the existing rec bureau, hockey facility, rail trail, and Lawson Lake.
We're increasing the rec bureau. We're starting to launch that program there, and we're investing another $250,000 into the culture and economic development fund, which is for the land bank, which we've already committed well over $1.5 million over the last 4 years. That land bank really helps us with blight in the city of Albany and the other areas in Albany County. The other thing we're doing is giving $250,000 for culture and economic development fund, and stay tuned because we'll have more to say about that.
The proposed budget includes the creation of a $1.7 million tax stabilization reserve fund, which would be funded by the county share of licensing application fees paid by the Rivers Casino in Schenectady.
Throughout the year, we'll get a bill, and then, things go up, mid-year. You know, we might get a bill for $1 million or to offset taxes for 2018. So we're going to set that money aside, and that's what it's going to be used for. It's going to kind of be in the reserves, which is going to help us going forward.
McCoy notes that county efforts to enhance fiscal stability have led to an upgrade in the state comptroller's fiscal stress monitoring report, which now places the county in the category of no designation, an upgrade from previous years. And then there's that $57.5 million in reserves.
It's the highest it's been probably in 2 decades. I think the last time we were in the 40s was like 1998. I take a lot of pride in that because, again, we're not using gimmicks or one-shots. It's easy to close your budget when you start using your reserves. But then reserves, and I'll remind your listener, are there for when we hit a recession again. They're there for rainy days if, we get that 1,000-year storm and, it comes to our county. It's there for natural disaster.
The budget now goes to the county legislature, which could adopt it as early as the first Monday in December. Albany County Legislature Chairman Sean Ward was not immediately available for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.